Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got to be honest, man. I didn't think that was going to be anywhere close to having Jackson's Dart start week four. You told us a couple of weeks ago you thought maybe week two. You said you would make that change. So you were the first one that really put it on our radar as far as it being early. Here we are, Jackson Dart officially named, or I don't know about officially, but sounds like Jackson Dart is going to be named the starting quarterback for the Giants in week four against the Chargers. Can Baldy hear us or no?
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hey, guys.
What's up, Baldy?
I hear you now. Okay. Jackson Dart. Go ahead. You can ask the question. You're asking me if Jackson Dart's ready to go.
I was giving you credit because you were the first one to put it on our radar, saying like you would have started him a couple weeks ago, saying that he's ready to go. And I was like, what? I thought the plan was to maybe have him wait, maybe week 10 or so. And here we are, Dart's getting the start week four.
Well, you can't leave points on the field. The Giants keep leaving points on the field. They're knocking on the door in these winnable games. And the quarterback, I mean, look, everybody is going to throw a touchdown pass against Dallas. Caleb threw four wide open touchdown passes against the Cowboys defense. So that was an aberration. Like, you can't leave points on the field like they did on Monday. It was terrible. It was terrible. I mean, everybody what kind of offense is this? And so your quarterback has to make those kind of plays. You can't throw it and hit the crossbar, throw it out of the back of the end zone and get an intentional grounding. Like, you've got to be better than that. And so I'm all for Jackson Dart getting in there and seeing what he can do right now.
Yeah, you nailed it, Baldy, as Sal said. But, you know, to me, the non-competitive feel to some of those throws that you just referenced in the tight red zone there, to me,
yes.
I think it's almost he couldn't justify, talking about Dable, looking at the other guys on the team and saying that this guy's still the best option because now I never played, and trust me, I was never tough enough or good enough to play. So it's easy for me to say this, but Russell Wilson doesn't want to get hit anymore, and the guys on the team can see it.
Well, I mean, that might be part of it. I don't want to say, I'm not going to say that, but, he still thinks he's trying to play like he did 6 years ago, where if there's a little bit of an opening – that he thinks he can run through to get some vision and then make the throw, he'll do it. But he's missing too many open receivers by dropping his eyes and trying to escape the rush. I mean, what in the world are you doing on third down and four at the four and running a quarterback draw or whatever that was? I don't know what that was.
Yeah, but that's not his fault there, Baldy. That's what's called. Kafka.
I mean, is it supposed to be a pass? And he's just going to, well, I don't see the middle linebacker in there.
Yeah.
I can go get that.
I don't know. I mean, that would be bad if it is. So,
but, their only offense to their best player on offense is just to throw a go ball to Malik Nabers when literally Kansas City doubled him coming out of the tunnel on Monday. And like, he was doubled on Sunday night out of the tunnel. Like, they weren't going to let him do what he did to Dallas. They weren't going to let him do it.
Yeah.
And that's Spags. I mean, he's going to go, okay, who's your best player? Let me take your best player away. And they took him away, and they still just threw – it's just a big strike out there.
It's awful. The offense is gross. So how does the playbook change with the skill set that Dart brings to the table now, Baldy?
Well, I think he's a legitimate runner. I mean, with Scatterboo back there, you can see that this kid's got talent. Like, he was the bright spot. He was the shining light out there in that performance. But you can put him, you can move him, bootleg, rollouts. You can move him in the offense. I think you can add him into, like they did in the run game, whether it's read option or keepers or whatever. And then I just think, I know it's preseason, we can get carried away with what we saw. Like, he threw the ball where you have to throw it without fear. You just got to, like, rip it and just let your guys go get it. And that's how he threw the ball in the preseason. He'll probably throw one into coverage and not see a guy, and it'll get intercepted. I'm sure they will. But I think you're going to just have to be able to live with the mistakes. You know, I mean, that's just what you have to do sometimes with rookies. You can't play with fear. You just can't play with fear. It just doesn't work. I mean, Mahomes made that throw to Tyquan Thornton. Abdul Carter's chasing him. He just threw it. You know, like, the kid came down with it. Drew Phillips had a tough night, but he doesn't play with any fear. And that's what helps make him great.
Do you worry, though, at all, Baldy? We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Do you worry about that confidence potentially being shaken? We've seen it with many guys here before in New York. Think about where the Giants franchise is at, how bad they've been, 0-3 already. Like, here comes the savior. Everybody in this town right now is excited beyond belief. And then what if, I don't know, things go sideways for the Giants? You trust that Dart can come out of it, or is there risk there in throwing a young kid out there in week four?
There's risk, but what if, I mean, like I said, week one, what if he actually can make these plays? What if he can actually make these throws and make good decisions? And you've left winnable games on the field against Dallas, you know, against Kansas City, very winnable game. Like, what if you've just left wins on the field? Like, I can think you can look at it for both ways. Like, what if this guy is really good? Jaden Daniels, I mean, they kept saying to me in Washington last year, but when this happens, he's not going to be able to do it. And when this happens, and it just, I got it, coach. And then he just kept playing and playing and playing all the way into the playoffs. So, and I'm not saying it's going to be Jaden Daniels, but, I mean, what if they're not leaving points on the field the way they're leaving on the field right now?
That'd be nice. It'd be fun watching this, some real football. So I said to Sal before you came on, 45 collegiate starts for Jackson Dart. And some of the, which is a lot for those who might not know. And then a lot of the other quarterbacks who have come here, whether it's Sanchez, whether it's Sam Darnold, they just didn't have a lot of action at the college ranks. Now, it doesn't always mean that he's going to be better prepared or going to be great. But what does it mean to you that he's played so many college snaps?
Well, it's not just, okay, so he started his career at USC. Yep. And then, Lane Kiffin, they had a quarter, Lincoln Riley came, so he went to Mississippi with Lane. And, he started every game at Ole Miss. And so what does it mean? I mean, he went into Baton Rouge on Saturday night. He went into Tuscaloosa. He went into Athens, Georgia, against literally guys that he's going up against every week in the NFL right now. At every one of those defensive positions, came out of those schools. And he played without fear, and he had a lot of success. Like, I saw him beat some of those teams because of his decisions and running and his ability to extend a play. Like, that stuff is on tape. And, Trey Harris, his big receiver, is now, he's kind of like one of those guys with the Chargers right now that's having some success. The other guys are too. But, he's on the field playing. And so, I don't know. I just think you're not going to get a harder atmosphere to play in than what he saw in the SEC.
So, Baldy, it's not so much the sheer volume of college reps, but it's more about going into situations that are more similar to the NFL. Right?
Yeah. Even more. Yeah, I mean, anybody that's been to a college game, in the South, I mean, it's not like they're in the concession stand at halftime, mm-hmm. And there's nobody in the stands. The stands are full game long, all game long.
Yeah.
Baldy, how about from Brian Daboll's perspective here, where this is year four, it seems like it's make or break, do or die year. This is kind of the last, at least in my mind, last evaluation period of what we're going to see with Brian Daboll, the quarterback that they handpicked and now have a chance to develop him here. How much you think that went into the decision, and do you believe that Daboll can make the most of what Jackson Dart?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Part has to offer.
I think he could help. The play calling doesn't look creative or interesting to me at this point. Some of that might be Russell. It doesn't look, outside of some go balls against Dallas, it doesn't look very creative at this point. When I look at all the teams around the league and put it in comparison. However, I know he likes Jackson Dart. I know he likes him. I know he's going to do his best to try to, you know, protect him, not put him in harm's way. But you can't legislate against all that stuff. It's the NFL. Athletes are crazy out here. But I don't think he's doing it to save his job. I don't. I mean, that's ridiculous. I think he's like looking at this thing going, we could have beaten Dallas. We should have beaten Dallas. We could have beaten Kansas City. Defense played well enough at times to beat Kansas City at home, home opener. Like, we can't keep playing like this. You know, we can't keep leaving points on the board at the 4-yard line like we've done against Washington and against Kansas City. We have to be better than this, better on third downs. And so I think he saw what Scatterboo just did and go, this kid looks like he's ready to go. He's running over Nick Bolton and catching the ball well. He was, you got Marcus Bowe, who didn't play terrible for Andrew Thomas, gave up a pressure. But, you know, he battled out there. Like, the rookies don't look bad. Abdul Carter can flat out play. Like, put the rookies out there. If they're the right guys, they're gonna get better. You might lose early. You might cost you a game here or there. But if they're the right guys, they're going to help you win games.
So this doesn't mean that you have to ride Dart the rest of the season. So where are you philosophically? Every situation is different, obviously, here. But let's say it doesn't go well for the first couple of games. You keep running them out there? Do you sit them back down? I mean, is this it?
Well, I don't want to just paint it with one broad brush like that because, like, each game is its own little, you know, chapter. And so every game is a little bit different. If they feel like, you know, he's losing confidence being out there and he's not improving, then you can always pull him off. He's just a rookie. You throw him out there in the fire. But my gut is just ride him. Just ride him. And I think you're going to see a lot of good plays, you know, from him. Just because of his arm and his vision, his athletic ability, you might see some rough stretches. If you have to go up against Chris Jones again, hopefully, you know, they have a better game plan for that monster than they had on Sunday night. That was pathetic. But, but you're going to see those kind of guys out there. So hopefully they have a better game plan. But I don't know. I think the kids, he watched three games. I think he went out there for a play last week, play before. Like, I don't know. Like, I think he's ready to roll.
You know, and there's no right way or wrong way, right? Like, we've seen, you talked about this, Baldy. Some guys can sit for a year and thrive. Some guys could be thrown to the wolves and thrive, or vice versa. You could sit and come in and stink. You could be thrown to the wolves and stink. Explain to me, as the pro that you are, how the hell C.J. Stroud can go from what he was in year one to everybody be like, wow, D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, the studs, to then having a bad year last year and now a rough start again this year. How does that happen in the NFL?
Well, it's a poorly constructed roster. I mean, they've lost, you know, receiver after receiver. All right, Tank Dell was a big part of his rookie success. You know, Stephon Diggs, the second year. All those guys got hurt. The offensive line completely fell apart. Their Pro Bowl left tackle plays for Washington right now. How you let that guy out of the building? Washington still doesn't know how they traded him away. You know, Lakin Thompson played for the Jets. He's a great kid. Duke graduate, smart. He's not a very good left guard. You know, and they fired the offensive coordinator. They're on to their, you know, next offensive coordinator now and a new offensive line coach. And they're not protecting that kid. And so all of a sudden, the team around him isn't very good. And the offensive line is falling apart. And he's got one legitimate receiver, Nico Collins, to throw to. And things just starts to, you know, just kind of fertile away after a while.
Okay, so that leads me to the next question. I think this is perfect. We could use Daniel Jones as an example. Is it, which is unbelievable what's going on with him.
Unreal.
Is it the quarterback, which we put so much emphasis on, or is it everything else?
Well, I mean, Daniel Jones looks like Peyton Manning right
now. Yeah, how is that possible?
I never, ever thought. And I'm like, maybe New York eats these kids up. You know the way it did Sam Darnold, go through a whole list of them.
Gino.
I don't think Zach Wilson is a reclamation project. But, you know, Daniel Jones had never played a three-game stretch like this in his life, ever. At any point, playoff run, he never played three games like he's playing. But the design of the offense is awesome. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's doing it with confidence, and the athletic ability that he always had is still there. It's three games. I'll see him this week against the Rams, which is a good test. But a lot of it is design. Some of it is New York, and then he's got a really good offense line and a really good talent around him right now. Tight ends, the rookie is great. The receivers are solid. The running back is a Pro Bowl player. Like, he's got pieces right now.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's about
a good team.
Right, but it's about a lot. I know the quarterback's got to have some talent and skill, but if you could go from what Stroud did in year one to where he's gone now, and you just gave the reasons why, and if you could go from what Daniel Jones was for, you know, 5 years here to what he is in 3 weeks there, it's not just about the quarterback then. It's about the coaching, the scheme, the offensive line, the weapons around. It's about everything else, Baldy.
It is. It is. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, once you identify the guy, your job is to never stop building around him. You know, like, they added the tight end. The tight end makes a difference. You know, they rebuilt their offensive line, new center, new guard a year ago. Now those kids are a second year into the program right now. And you could tell that Shane Steichen is doing a great job of coaching. I think he was he was talented in Philadelphia. And, you know, I thought that he would, but now he's got a quarterback and better pieces around him. He looks a whole lot better as a coach than when they were trying to play Anthony Richardson or, you know, some other backup retread that they had there in Indianapolis.
All right, Baldy.
Good stuff, man.
Thank you very much, as always. Yep. You are out in front of it, and here we are. Looking forward to breaking down Jackson Dart's performance next week with you.
Me too.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your own insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. You know, when Baldy was on with us, was that week one that he was saying?
Right away. Right away said it.
And we were both like, what?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart already?
And he was
then,
on it.
And then definitely after week one, he was saying he would do it now.
Yeah, and the only thing that stopped it was that, you know, Russ made plays against Dallas. That's what stifled it for some.
Yeah, but so you're saying that why he didn't get the start in week three?
Probably. Yeah. You can't. You're not going to bench Russ after the Dallas game.
It didn't take a lot to transition here.
No.
So
no,
much for sticking with the plan.
That's why the one thing that I would respectfully push back on with Baldy, who's forgotten more football than I'll ever know, is he said he doesn't think that Dable's doing this to save his job. To me, there's got to be an element of that that's at play. I just can't see how it's not.
I don't know if it's Dable or if it's the owner. Like, this clearly was not the plan. Anyway, plans change, obviously. But to go away from your plan that you built all offseason long, which in no way, shape, or form would indicate that by week four, after 3 weeks, you'd have a different starting quarterback.
Correct.
To go away from that, something.
It's abrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not dumb. We know what's going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.